Safe podcasting, understanding disclaimers and disclosures. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Legit Podcast Pro. I'm Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer, and today we're diving into disclaimers and disclosures. And please stick around until the end because I'll be telling you how you can grab a free guide to help you craft your own disclaimers and disclosures, regardless of what kind of podcast you have. All right, first up, let's talk about why we even need disclaimers and disclosures. Whether you're discussing health tips, financial markets, legal matters, or reviewing tech gadgets, you're providing content that someone might rely on. Disclaimers clarify that your content is for informational or entertainment purposes and shouldn't be seen or relied upon as financial or professional advice. They protect you from legal liability if someone misuses your information. Now, disclosures, on the other hand, are about transparency. They are crucial for maintaining trust with your audience, especially when money or endorsements are involved. Having the right disclaimers and disclosures can be your legal armor. They serve to preemptively address potential misunderstandings and legal claims. For example, if you talk about investment strategies, a financial disclaimer could protect you by stating that you're not a financial advisor and that folks should really seek their own professional advice. Crafting an effective disclaimer means clearly communicating its intent. It should address the nature of your content, whether that is advice or opinion or entertainment. And it's also a good practice to remind your audience that while you strive to provide valuable information, they should consult with a professional if necessary. This not only covers your legal basis, but also reinforces your credibility. Now, disclosures are just as vital, especially when there's some kind of a benefit that you receive. Whether it's affiliate links, sponsorships, product placements, being upfront about these relationships is not just the ethical thing, it's often required by law. Clear and early and conspicuous disclosures ensure that your listeners understand your motivations, and that helps you maintain their trust. Now, beyond reviews and advice, there are other kinds of content that can really benefit from disclaimers. For example, if your podcast includes guest interviews, a guest disclaimer could clarify that the opinions expressed by your guests are their own and not necessarily a reflection of your views or the company behind the show. And if you delve into historical or scientific discussions, a disclaimer stating that content is based on currently available information reminds listeners that interpretations could change as new data emerges. Another thing to think about is the "don't try this at home" type of disclaimer. But here's a case study that you might want to think about. Say the show is Adventure Outdoors, a podcast about extreme sports, and that uses disclaimers because they regularly discuss potential dangerous activities. They always include a disclaimer emphasizing the need for proper training and safety gear. Now, this not only informs listeners, but it also shields the podcast from liability in case someone gets hurt trying something that they heard on the show. Or a show like this one, where I'm talking about legal principles. I sometimes will say, this is general information based on general legal principles. And of course, your circumstances may be dependent on facts that I don't know about. So be sure to consult an attorney if you have a genuine legal issue. Don't rely on this to guide you. Anyway, before we wrap up, I just want to invite you to visit gordonfiremark.com/disclaimer guide, all one word, and you can download a free guide to crafting effective disclaimers and disclosures for your show. Now, the guide is packed with templates and examples that'll help you get started and ensure your podcast is protected and professional, and it'll serve as a good example if what we've got doesn't quite cover your situation. You'll at least get the sense of how to do good disclaimers and disclosures. So that's going to be it for today's deep dive into safe podcasting, understanding disclaimers and disclosures. Remember, using disclaimers and disclosures isn't just about following the law. It's about fostering a trustworthy relationship with your listeners. So thanks for joining me. I'm Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer. Tune in next week for more insights into the legal and business side of podcasting. And until then, keep on podcasting safely and responsibly. See you soon.